So Thanksgiving's over, you're stuffed, you're sick of football. What is there to do as you try to avoid leftovers? Maybe wheel yourself to a movie theater and catch one of the movies that open this week.
Just a few of them. With the writer's strike continuing to suck money out of Hollywood pockets, studios are starting to roll out their big end of the year pictures. And that means family films and Oscar movies. We've got some of each this week. And we've got NPR film critic Bob Mandello on the line to guide us through this wonderland of holiday treats. Bob, are you there?
I am indeed. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm a little overstuffed. I had a turducken last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, we've been reading about them for ages. They're really interesting, but the
yeah, interesting isn't what I want to eat on Thanksgiving. But
now, did you do it natural? Did you actually get the turkey to swallow the duck to swallow the chicken in nature and then cook it, or did you do it post fact?
So gross.
That's the hardcore heritage turduckens.
Okay, well, hopefully someone will make a documentary about the turducken, the origins of the turducken. But first, we're going to talk about holiday films. There's a lot of movies. I mean, this is the big movie weekend, right?
And that's true.
And apparently there's one in particular, the movie Enchanted, that's getting a lot of buzz these days.
And legitimately so. I mean, you know, it's a big, splashy movie that is trying, I mean, it's Disney making fun of Disney, the Disney classics, you know, the things with the princess who meets the prince and falls in love and happily ever after in animation.
Huh.
And in this one, they sort of pop into the real world. And it's, you know, I mean, I thought it was sweet and pleasant, and I think audiences are going to like it, but it isn't everything that everybody's been saying. I mean, it's a perfectly pleasant little movie. Amy Adams is wonderful.
Right.
She really is. She's an animated princess even when she's in the real world.
So this Amy Adams plays this animated fairy tale princess who, through magic or who knows what, becomes a real princess walking around
right.
Manhattan.
Right, and is followed into this world by her prince.
Ah, convenient.
Do we see cartoons in the beginning?
Yes.
And do they look exactly like Disney cartoons?
They are Disney cartoons.
Ah.
Like,
wow.
5 or 6 minutes in there, and it's a kind of a lame Disney cartoon. And then she gets into the real world, and it becomes somewhat more lively.
So she pulls this off. She can make the jump from animated Cinderella-type gal to real.
Oh, she's great. I mean, listen, everybody in it is just fine. It's enormous fun, sort of. But then by the end of it, it gets overblown the way that movies tend to when they feel like they haven't used enough special effects yet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the queen turns into a dragon and gets very big.
Well, there's a funny scene, right? There's something that's kind of very classic Disney with a twist. And I think we've got some sound of that. Jacob, let's cue that.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Let's tidy things up. Come, my little friends, as we all sing a happy little working song. Merry little voices, clear and strong. Come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, in pitchin. Cleaning crud up in the kitchen as we sing along. To rill a cheery tune in the tub as we scrub a stubborn mill.
Okay, so this sounds a little bit familiar. Very classic kind of Disney scene, but there's something a little bit subversive happening, right, Bob? Explain to us what's going on there.
Well, she's just off Central Park, and so what the little critters who are wandering around the apartment cleaning up are the rats and the cockroaches.
Because it's New York.
Because it's New York.
Yeah, usually, you know, Cinderella has little creatures that help her. So this is, I mean, is this Disney is kind of poking fun at itself?
Well, yeah, it is. They're poking fun at themselves very gently.
Very gently.
And what they would, I mean, and the thing is that they bought, you know, they're not going to actually unsell the thing that they've been selling for the last 80 years.
Yeah.
So it goes back to Disney at the end, but it's quite sweet.
You know what it's like to me? It's like Robert De Niro's latter career where he was the tough guy, and then in Analyze This, he becomes the parody of the tough guy,
right.
But he doesn't want to give up the fact that he could still play the tough guy.
Right.
Disney and De Niro. And by the way, I love Amy Adams. She was Academy Award nominated for Junebug. I think she's one of the, you know,
yeah, we love
big
her.
Actresses.
No, she's great. She has a wonderful smile, and when she flashes it, it's as if, you know, you're in animated land again, and there's a little twinkle on it. I mean, she really is lovely.
Okay.
From the saccharine to the serious.
To the very serious. Well,
yeah.
Who knows how serious this is, but
well,
it's getting
something.
A serious buzz. There's another big movie released this week, and if you're a fan of art films, and especially if you live in New York, this is getting a lot of attention. It's the new biopic, kind of. Can we call it that? The Bob Dylan movie, I'm Not There?
Yeah, it's sort of a biopic.
Explain that.
Okay, he's decided to do all these sort of avatars for Bob Dylan, and so he's got six different characters who are aspects of Bob Dylan's mythology. So you've got a little boy. He's a little African American kid who wanders around and calls himself Woody Guthrie, and he's a hobo. He's riding the rails, and he's an aspect of Bob Dylan. And then you've got Cate Blanchett, who plays a later one, sort of
which is crazy to see her. I mean, she does such a great job.
She even looks looks more like him than anybody else does.
Yeah, it's eerie.
But you've also got Richard Gere playing him in the Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid era, and so you've got all these different. But Richard Gere is playing Billy. He's playing a character who is sort of out of the mythology of Bob Dylan. None of these characters are named Bob Dylan. So it's a complicated picture. And on top of that, he's doing all kinds of clever things with, this is Todd Haynes, is the director, is doing all kinds of clever things with the filming, so that some of it looks like a Fellini movie and some of it looks like a Godard movie, all these different things from that era. All of which is really ambitious and interesting, and Todd Haynes is a really, I don't think he could make an uninteresting picture.
Yeah.
The problem being that it's really scattered. Now, I know in New York, it's been getting some amazing reviews, and I will never be against people endorsing something that is this adventurous. I mean, it's really cool, but for a mainstream audience, it's a little out there. It's kind of hard to get your head around what's going on.
Do you have to know a lot about Bob Dylan?
Well, it would really help. I mean, the more you know about Bob Dylan, the more you're...
Because the movie itself doesn't seem to provide that much concrete information.
No. This is not like Ray or Walk the Line. This is much more... This is a very eccentric picture and a really interesting art house movie. But, for me, I got to say, towards the middle of it, I was thinking, okay, I kind of get this, but,
I don't know if Whitman's quoted in the movie, but that's the idea, right? I contain multitudes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have time? I'd really love to play this clip of Cate Blanchett as Dylan, because it's this gender bender surreal thing. Let's cue that.
Do you think it's the process itself that's a fool?
Who cares what I think? I'm not the president. I'm just a storyteller, man. That's all I am.
Well, I presume, at the very least, that you care something about what you sing every night.
How can I answer that if you got the nerve to ask me?
Do you know, I am convinced of one thing. You either do truly care about nothing at all, or tremendously much that people think so.
So, Bob, what facet of Dylan is Blanchett playing there?
Well, this is kind of during the period she knew Timothy Leary, that he knew Timothy Leary.
Mm-hmm. That's confusing, right?
Yeah, she is amazing. She does the closest imitation of Dylan in the whole picture. I mean, I was sort of expecting Heath Ledger and those people to do it. I mean, it's really her performance that's the closest. And at one point, he actually, her Bob Dylan actually sees Timothy Leary driving by, and it's an interesting picture if you can kind of get your head around it. It's also kind of exasperating.
Yeah.
So, the critics who are really nuts about it think this is the picture of the year. And three cheers and hallelujah. Hollywood should be encouraged to do more, sort of interesting movies rather than the kind of thing that they usually turn out. So this is great.
Let's coin a phrase for the genre. Schizopic.
A bio schizopic.
Okay, well, speaking of things that might be a little more accessible, there is a big family holiday movie out this weekend as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think
it's Christmas. These pictures actually have something in common. They're all very musical in orientation. Enchanted, obviously, you heard a song. If you're doing something about Bob Dylan, that's a whole different, way of looking at music. And then this one is about a huge African-American family that gets together for Christmas. They don't get along very well. And Mom, the reason they're all getting together is that she cooks this enormous meal. Mom is absolutely anti-music in the house.
What?
because her husband left her to play jazz.
That's the Footloose motivation.
Exactly. And the the teenage kid is a spectacular singer, and you get to hear him, and it's kind of...
What's the name? Wait, what's the name of the movie?
It's called Christmas.
It's called This Christmas. I'm sorry, I didn't even say it.
Right? Well, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of an obvious name, but looks good. So we have quite a different variety, a cornucopia of selections that we can choose from this weekend. NPR's Bob Mandello, thank you so much for walking us through those choices.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, take care.
Take care, too.